Section 2.
You will hear a speaker talking about unidentified flying objects.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 11
to 15.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 11
to 15.
Good evening. My name is Dr. James Phillips, and I have been invited here today to discuss my research and to tell you a little bit more about my new book, Silver Lining, which has just been published by Longman Press. This book covers one of my biggest interests, whether there are in fact aliens from other planets that have visited Earth in unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, as they are more commonly known. I'd like to start with a quick introduction. Over the last 12 years, I have become increasingly interested in the subject of UFOs. And this book is a compilation of all the alien sightings I have heard about. Now, I understand that many people doubt whether visitors from other planets even exist, and I admit that until I did a lot of extensive research, I had my doubts. But I am now convinced that there is life on other planets, and that aliens have indeed come to our planet. The television and the media has given us all a mental picture of an alien spacecraft, a silver ship with bright lights that moves at very high speed. However, what I was somewhat shocked to discover was that in all the eyewitness accounts I heard, people gave very precise and detailed descriptions that varied only slightly. Reports from America, Europe, Asia, in fact all over the world, share a significant number of similarities. Now, my aim in writing this book was to gather together all the information available and make a kind of reference guide. There are statements from a vast number of different people, ranging from ordinary citizens to people quite high up in the government, accompanied with a lot of photographs and other evidence. I have deliberately avoided any personal opinions or interpretations, and as such, the book is not presenting a subjective point of view, but the facts as they are currently known. Many people have drawn attention to the fact that the majority of UFO sightings have occurred in America, and I think that is something I should talk about. The popularity of science fiction programs in America could lead you to suspect that these sightings are nothing more than an overactive imagination. However, I have found that there are a number of other factors that determine UFO sightings. For example, in Northern Europe, the number of reports is very low, whereas in Southern Europe, where there is more open space, less light pollution, and generally clearer skies, the number of sightings increases. Now, when you consider the vast open areas of America, there is an argument that UFOs are simply easier to see in certain geographical and climatic situations.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
My book also talks about a place in America which has often been in the media, commonly referred to as Area 51, and is in fact a military base in New Mexico. In 1947, this previously relatively unknown base became internationally famous when a man called McBrazel, that's spelt M-A-C-B-R-A-Z-E-L, claimed to have found pieces of an alien spacecraft on his farm in Roswell. Now, many people believe that this was true and that the government of the time took the debris to a secure location. Academics and government officials have claimed that what McBrazel actually saw were pieces of a high-altitude weather balloon that had disintegrated. Unfortunately, the lack of information, combined with the large number of possible alternate theories, means that no useful scientific conclusion can be drawn. Many people have asked me if I discuss the question of alien abduction in my book, and I should tell you that I don't really cover that. You see, I was looking to present facts from which people could draw their own conclusions, but with these reported abductions, I found them to be very unreliable. The final chapter of my book deals with some of the many scientific theories that could be argued support the idea that we have already been visited by aliens. The Great Pyramids of Egypt, Stonehenge in the UK, and many other archaeological areas certainly raise questions. But perhaps the most interesting new development has come from Scotland, where some recently discovered cave paintings show images very close to those described by eyewitnesses in recent years. Well, thank you very much for your time. Before we finish, I would just like to add that my book is available at all leading bookstores, priced at £19.99.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.